But now it is time, as it is every day at this time, for us to get into the Word of God. And joining us this week, Pastor Josh Hester from Vision Ministries.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. All right. Well, Pastor Josh Hester is in. It's time for us to get into the Word, so we're going to turn things over to
you. Thank you so very much. We've just been kind of breaking down Romans chapter 14, verse 17. It says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." And we kind of talked about, because it says what it is not. It's not about eating and drinking. It's not about us trying to follow the rules and regulations and all of the things that try to achieve in our own merit. It's not about like doing all the right things and not doing all the bad things. It's not about that. But what it is about, it's about righteousness. And yesterday we talked about being in right standing with God. And that's not our own righteousness. That's Christ. We clothe ourselves with Christ. And then the second part that it says the kingdom of God, it is peace. And then tomorrow we'll talk about joy. And so peace. And so there's so many different scriptures about peace. And so the thing that's so cool about peace is that God just doesn't have peace. He is peace. One of the attributes of God, or one of the names of God, is Jehovah Shalom, the God our peace. And peace is such a powerful thing to have in our lives. I mean, when I just think about, I see Jesus when he's in the middle of the storm and he's sleeping and he's able to have peace and bring peace to the situation. I mean, when we can carry peace in that situation like that, man, I mean, it really does empower us to be able to face any challenge. And so peace is something that the kingdom of God not only offers to us, it's something that we can have, it's something that God is, and it's something that we can carry. And so Mark chapter 4, verse 39 says, "Peace be still." And why would he say that? Because a lot of times we'll have all kinds of things in our lives that want to steal our peace, or that want to take our peace. And, you know, whether it's a situational or perhaps maybe, you know, family situations we're going through, financial difficulties. I mean, there's just so many different things that would want to snatch away our peace. Because when we're not walking in peace, when we're not carrying peace, friends, we can start making decisions that aren't correct decisions because we're not being guided by the peace of God in our life and the peace that is called to reign in our hearts. Romans chapter 16, verse 20 says, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under our feet." I think it's real interesting that there's lots of different things that talk about, you know, like this, the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet. The Bible talks about the shoes of the gospel of peace. And Jesus, when he told his disciples, when he said, when they went into different homes, he told them to let their peace rest in their home. There's these different things that actually kind of show us that we can be carriers of peace. We can actually have peace with us that we can actually take into a situation. So peace is something, it's so powerful in that it's something that you can allow to rule in your own heart to keep you focused and keep you, your heart and your mind aligned in the way it's supposed to be. And not only that, you can actually bring it into situations. You can actually bring it into places and into environments that you're at. So peace is something that God gives us, something that we can have, and it's something that we can release into situations. I think that's cool that it says that if the house is worthy, let your peace rest. And if it's not, you know, receive that peace back for you. In as much as, man, you can go into a situation and there can be chaos and you can come in with the peace of God and you can kind of just help alleviate some of the situations because we're called to peace, as the scripture says. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "The God, he'll give us peace that will transcend all our understanding. It will guard our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus." So peace is such a powerful agent that it will guard our heart. It will guard our mind. And I don't know about you, friends, but how many times am I attacked in my thought life on a daily basis by the enemy? You know, just sometimes it's just thoughts that are just like way out there. Other times it's just like, you know, spiritual attacks where the enemy's trying to bombard you with discouragement or frustration or all these different things. And the scripture says that the peace that God has that he wants to release to us, that it'll actually guard our heart and it'll actually guard our mind. So that guarding our heart, I mean, it'll guard our emotions. So instead of us getting frantic because, you know, maybe we had some financial difficulty or maybe we had, you know, something happen, it'll actually help protect us and keep us in alignment so that we're not flying off on the deep end because we're allowing situations to cause us to lose our peace. I mean, it's just so powerful. John 14, 27, Jesus says, he says, "The peace that he gives is not of this world." I mean, it's not conditional peace. It's not just, oh, you feel good about a situation. No, it's something that it's not of this world. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 talks about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. It's something that God wants to develop in our lives. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, it says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since you are members of one body and you were called to peace, be thankful." So the scripture actually says that we are actually called to peace. And so, friends, I just want to encourage and challenge our listeners today. Peace is such such a powerful agent in our lives. It's something that is the fruit of the Spirit, meaning God wants to develop it in our lives. It's something that God himself is. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's the God, our peace. It's something that God wants us to carry so that we can bring into situations. We can bring it into maybe family feuds or disputes and bring it into the church where maybe there's some difficulties happening amongst brothers and sisters in the Lord. And so that we can be carriers of peace, that we can walk in peace, we can allow the peace of God to rule and reign in our hearts. And friends, I would just pray that no matter what we're going through, I just know that, man, there's tons of people struggling all over the place. I know brothers and sisters in Christ that are, you know, they're struggling with depression. Some are struggling with discouragement. They're struggling with oppression. I mean, and so friends, allow the peace of Christ to rule in your hearts and be called to peace. And I want to pray for our listeners today, this morning, because peace is such a powerful agent. I want to thank God for him developing it in our lives so that we can walk forward and be encouraged today. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for how amazing and powerful you are and your word is. God, we thank you that, Father, that your word is living and it's active. And God, we thank you that, God, we want to live by it and we want it to be alive in our hearts. And Lord, we thank you that, Father, would your peace rule and reign in our hearts. God, would it guard our heart? Would it guard our minds? God, would your peace be developed in such a powerful way in our lives that, Father, that we will carry peace wherever we go, that, God, we wouldn't allow the storms of life and all the different difficulties to steal our peace, because it's not conditional, but it's rooted and grounded in Christ because you are our peace. And so, Father, we thank you that the kingdom of God, that it's about walking in peace and being a peacemaker. And so, Lord, we thank you for you developing this in our lives. Lord, we thank you for how amazing you are. We ask all of this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Josh Hester in with us from Vision Ministries. Pastor, tell us about Vision Ministries.
Well, Vision Ministries is a church we've been around for almost a decade and a half. We have a South Toledo location, which is found in the historic South Toledo, which is South and Broadway area. And we've been ministering there in the urban community for, like I said, nearly a decade and a half. And then we have another location, which is in Waterville. And we have a setup teardown crew where we meet in the Waterville Event Center. So we've been doing kind of this two locations thing here the last 2 years. It's been very challenging, very stretching, and very encouraging too, because we're trying to just reach people. We're trying to reach Northwest Ohio with the gospel and trying to reach people who are hurting just with Christ. And so we're doing that on now two platforms. And so if you want to find out more information about our church, or maybe you want to get involved in Vision Kitchen, it's one of our big outreach ministries that we do in South Toledo, they can find out more information on our website, which is vision.today.
Excellent. Pastor, thanks so much for being in with us.
Absolutely.